Hey folks, the Cow Cruise takes on a little different look for January of 2024. World-famous cowboy cook and best-selling cookbook author Kent Rawlins and renowned cowboy singer-songwriter Bren Hill join us for the first annual Taste of Cowboy Cruise, January 19th through the 27th of 2024. There will be cooking demonstrations, taste testing, and world-class entertainment as you set sail with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded Taste of Cowboy fans as we spend 8 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of the Western Caribbean. Our adventure begins in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and stops in Cozumel, Mexico, Roatan, Honduras, Belize City, Belize, and Costa Maya, Mexico. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, and onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions and amenities reserved only for Taste of Cowboy Cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today, toll-free, 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131, or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now, because you know this is going to fill up fast, to join us for the very first Taste of Cowboy Caribbean Cruise in January of 2024.
Clem, I guess our work's about done here.
That's right, Ranger Doug. Who were those masked men? I wanted to thank them.
I don't know. They left a silver CD, though.
Yeah.
Hit them up.
Well,
let's up.
Rise.
Yeah. Where's Woody? Yeah.
That's right, Riders in the Sky. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Hey.
Hey, what?
Hey. I gotta tell you this.
Go ahead.
Remember a couple of weeks back we were talking about the Egyptians and the brass shoes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Sam was thumbing through his Farrier's Journal.
Yeah.
Lo and behold.
Really?
There are some copper alloy brass shoes.
Really?
Available.
That you can get now?
Yes.
Really? So why?
Okay, here is why.
You tell me.
The only reason that I can come up with to use a copper alloy shoe is to, if you have a chronic thrush issue.
Okay.
Anaerobic
bodies,
in copper.
Same idea as that with the copper-plated nails?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
As that. Okay.
And instead of turning black from a carbon steel shoe and a carbon steel nail, it will turn green.
Oh, well, that makes sense, because there's copper.
But that is the only reason I could think of using these.
Interesting.
Is if you have a chronic thrush issue.
Okay.
This will help.
Okay.
It's not going to cure it.
It's got to be expensive, don't it?
I would only be...
Wouldn't you think?
I could only guess.
How much those shoes are?
For a set of shoes.
Oh, mamacita.
I can only guess.
All right. Now, that is some great information.
There you go.
Yeah, and thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, come put some gold-plated shoes on my horse.
Yes. That will solve the problem.
You bet. Absolutely. Yeah. How are they going to get a hold
Just
of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right, if they would like to request a Dick's pick.
Dick@clearoutwest.com.
Sure, leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. Mm-hmm. That's right. We're just going with the old keg shoes.
Well, right, so far.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
You know, they got some bar stock to go along with that.
Really?
If
the copper alloy bar stock.
Bar stock.
You want to build your own
shoe. Your own.
Wow.
Make a heart bar, maybe.
I'll be darned.
That's cool stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Not me. Mm. Okay.
I'm good.
I'm fine. Yeah. Let's have some more music.
Let's do it.
All righty then. Gene Prescott is riding along with us.
Yeah.
This is a Yvonne Hollenbeck poem she turned into a song. This is Dining Out.
When you live out in the country, it's really quite a treat. When maybe once or twice a year, you might go out to eat. Well, it happened once last summer, after helping put up hay. I'd like to eat in town that day. Dining out, we're dining out. I'll get dressed up while I'm dreaming about dining out, oh, dining out. At a restaurant with an address that's not a rural route. Well, I was quick to answer yes and hurried to prepare. I changed into my Sunday dress and fixed my windblown hair. In nothing flat, our pickup truck was headed down the lane. A dinner date with hubby was like lighting an old flame. Dining out, we're dining out. I'm all dressed up and I'm dreaming about dining out, oh, dining out. At a restaurant with an address that's not a rural. Music softly plays, imagining the kindly things to me that he might say. And as the pickup bounced along, I dreamed of even more. When at the edge of town, we pulled up to the old feed store. I told him I would wait outside while he picked up some feed. He said, "You'd better come on in if you would like to eat." All the dinner date, he took me on that pleasant summer's eve, was the annual pancake supper at the local feed and see. Dining out, we're dining out. I got dressed up for this and I was dreaming about dining out, oh, dining out. At a restaurant with an address that's not a rural route. We're really dining out. Paper plates, plastic forks, syrup on my Sunday shoes. Oh, hi, Martha. I just thought I'd dress up a little bit, you know. As the headlights shined ahead to lead us back out to the ranch, we laughed and talked about our date, an evening of romance. But next week is his birthday, so instead of grilling steaks, I'm gonna have his friends out and I'll fix them all pancakes. Dining out, one of these days we'll be dining out. I'll get dressed up while I'm dreaming about dining out, oh, dining out. At a restaurant with an address that's not a rural route.
Oh, yeah, great stuff there from Gene Prescott.
Yeah.
Great poem written by Yvonne Hollenbeck.
Good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely right. Good stuff. Well, we are back to our cookbook.
Cooking
here.
Book,
yeah,
yes.
I'm going to get to the introduction here if I can get my fingers to work. So,
good luck.
The segments that he has in here. First of all, good gravy. That's breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah. A good start. That's appetizer.
Okay.
A place to hang your hat. That is home style comfort food.
Comfort food.
That's my favorite chapter. I really like that. Now this next one I like too. Call of the Cocinero.
Mexican
inspired classics, and they're outstanding. Yep.
Oh.
I like this one too. 8 seconds to supper time. Cowboy Cafe Classics.
Oh, there you go.
The old cafe.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, good.
Good stuff.
It is, yeah. Sweaters, stashes, and soup of the day.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's soup and stews.
No, okay.
Yeah. Grilling and smoking, a real feel for fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that is probably the one that I spend most of my time with. I recently caught the grilling
and smoking.
Smoking, but no, I haven't taken up smoking.
We're not in Colorado.
No. Okay. Yeah. And then he ends it with Old Champ and the Picking Palooza. Those are desserts.
Only Kent could come up with that.
Yeah. You know, and his wife, Shannon, has every bit as much to do with this and probably most to
more.
Do.
More. Maybe.
Most to do with the success of this stuff. But we need to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, Kent has a story for us. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.